and welcome to ICIS podcast. This is Tahir Ikram in Singapore. I'll be talking with Fahima Kyle about the Middle East polyols market. So Fahima, can you describe to us what are the recent trends in the Middle East polyols market?
Thank you, Tahir. Sure. So polyether polyols prices in the Middle East, including the Gulf Cooperation Council or the GCC area, have been stable for three consecutive weeks, despite Asia-based sellers' bullish stance, which actually when lately I've been speaking again to the Asia-based producers, and they said that just drives them mad because they cannot implement any sort of price increases at the moment because of their high feedstock costs.
Right.
But eventually, any price increase will be determined by offers from Europe, which is at the moment, sources say the European material at the moment is sort of at least $50 below that of Asia origin.
All right.
And one of the main reasons for that is the recent depreciation of the euro currency against the US dollar, which allows European suppliers to offer material at a more competitive price than Asia-based suppliers. And this trend may continue during April. That may not support any sort of price hikes in the region, sources say.
Right. But do you think the Europeans would want to sell there?
Actually, yes. I mean, market players say Middle East market is a very good area for European sellers. A, because price is relatively stable, price is good in terms of netbacks, but also in terms of location. Middle East and Africa is much closer to Europe than Asia.
That's right, yeah.
Markets. And in terms of the buy side, some of the customers, they say they are preferring currently European material, not only because it's cheaper than Asian origin material, but also because it arrives much quicker. It's there, they need it, it can be delivered much quicker than Asia-based ones, whereas Asia supply will need up to 6 weeks until it's delivered.
Right. I was also hearing something about South Korea and China-based producers finding it difficult to compete with the European material. Is that true?
That's right. And as I was saying earlier, they reached sort of a frustration level where one of the producers was saying, okay, I stopped offering. I'm not doing anything at the moment because it's so frustrating. And it's up to the European makers to really drive the price at the moment. So if they were
but
to...
But what are the dynamics in Europe that they can offer prices which are lower than the local prices here?
Yes. I mean, as I touched upon it a little bit earlier, but one of the main reasons is obviously the euro currency, which is allowing them to export material much cheaper. And then Europe-based sources told me that the competition in the European market itself is also very stiff at the moment, which means that sellers would prefer to offer material to the Middle East region and Africa region, where netback is much better than in Europe.
That
at
makes
the moment.
Sense, yeah.
Yes. So,
and is crude playing any part in all of this?
Yes, definitely. I mean, crude is obviously a little bit further up the chain, but crude prices have been having a huge impact on feedstock upstream prices, for example, propylene or propylene oxide. So when the crude oil prices were really on the downtrend, then propylene or feedstock propylene oxide prices were moving in tandem, which was having an impact on polyether polyol prices in the Middle East as well.
Right, right. And remember that March prices were very high. So what was the reason of that?
That's right. So after recovering from the continuous downtrend because of the feedstock prices, prices went up temporarily, because feedstock prices have recovered and sellers needed to sort of regain margins and kind of recover what they had lost previously in the market. But this increase was very short-lived because European suppliers continue to benefit from the depreciation of the currency, allowing them to offer material at lower prices than Asia-based suppliers.
Well, very interesting. And thank you very much, Fahima.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And don't forget, you can catch more news about polyols and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting www.icis.com. Thanks very much for listening.